This goes to Dr. Stack, S-T-A-C-K, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Tracy, T-R-A-C-I, Hendershot, H-E-N-D-E-R-S-H-O-T. Date of birth, June 13th of 1976. Dear Dr. Stack, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Hendershot with IgA nephropathy, hypertension, a diabetic nephropathy, and a new diagnosis of idiopathic intracranial hypertension. She was admitted to Alma Hospital from November 14th through the 18th with idiopathic intracranial hypertension and status migraine headache. She states that the headache is still constant, but is not as bad as it was prior to admission and discharge. She did see Dr. O'Grady, O-G-R, it's not O, it's a, it's O, contraction mark, Grady, G-R-A-D-Y, who is a local ophthalmologist. He did a dilated eye exam, and now she will be having a visual field exam this month for further evaluation. She believes the dilated eye exam was normal. She currently denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. She has dyspnea on exertion that is stable, none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Losartan. It's 100 milligram daily. The new med for idiopathic intracranial hypertension is Diamox, extended release, 500 milligram. She takes one in the morning and two in the evening. Also, her Flexeril has been changed to Robaxin, 500 milligram twice a day, and that seems to be working better, she reports. Physical examination, weight is 215 pounds, and that's a 20-pound decrease over the last 6 months. Pulse, 100, oxygen saturation, 96% on room air. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 122 over 80. Neck is supple, there's no JVD. Lungs are clear, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. In labs, most recent lab studies were done during hospitalization, and that was 11-14 of 2022. And creatinine was 0.8, which is stable and actually improved. Electrolytes were normal. Calcium was 8.4. White count was 11. Hemoglobin 12.6, and platelets were normal. Assessment and plan. IgA nephropathy with preserved renal function, hypertension, currently controlled, idiopathic intracranial hypertension on Diamox, extended release with improved control, and diabetic nephropathy. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.